Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Aftershocks continue to roll through Southern California after a major earthquake shook the area last night. NPR's Nathan Rott is near the epicenter and reports that some buildings are damaged.
The 7.1 magnitude earthquake jolted people from their beds in the high desert town of Ridgecrest Friday, tossing pictures off shelves and pushing trailers akilter. In Trona, a town of about 2,000, officials say some buildings collapsed. Further out, the quake was felt in Los Angeles and as far away as Phoenix, but no damage has been reported. Dr. Al Hoxson is a seismologist with Caltech.
Earthquakes at this distance can cause some damage in very isolated cases. It can induce liquefaction at a great distance, but in this case, it hasn't happened.
Seismologists are warning that more earthquakes are expected in the coming days and weeks. Nathan Rapp, NPR News, Ridgecrest, California.
Guillermo Villa was nearby this morning when a blast ripped through a shopping center in South Florida.
I just heard a bang. It was like a big explosion. I didn't know what was going on, and actually it shook me.
Fire officials in Plantation, Florida, suspected the explosion, which emanated from a vacant pizza parlor, was caused by gas.
I started seeing pieces of the building falling in my head. So I went underneath my car.
What did you do?
I went underneath my car because there was so much debris flying. Falling from the sky, it was like raining big pieces of the roof, the wall, bricks, everything.
Authorities say 21 people were hurt too seriously. Turkey appears set to defy a U.S. ultimatum and install a sophisticated Russian missile defense system. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Russian and Turkish officials are saying the S-400 system will be delivered to Turkey as soon as tomorrow.
Even though Turkey belongs to NATO, the military alliance formed after World War II to deter aggression from Moscow, it is intent on obtaining a Russian air defense system that is not interoperable with NATO weaponry. Washington says the system's radars could be used to spy on F-35 jet fighters that Turkey wants to buy from the U.S. In a sternly worded letter last month to Turkey's defense minister, former acting defense secretary Patrick Shanahan warned that should Turkey acquire the S-400 system, it would not get any F-35s, and Turkish pilots who've been training in Florida and Arizona to fly that jet fighter would have to leave the U.S. by the end of this month. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
Brazilian bossa nova star João Gilberto has died at the age of 88.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça.
His collaboration with American jazz saxophonist Stan Getz in 1962 rocketed him to popularity in the U.S. This is NPR News in Washington. Iran is threatening to surpass the limit of enriched uranium that's allowed by the 2015 nuclear agreement by tomorrow unless European signatories help ease the burden of U.S. sanctions. As Jake Siganaro reports from Paris, France is trying to keep Iran in the treaty despite the U.S. pulling out of it last year.
The chairman of the French Senate Committee on Foreign Affairs, Christian Cambon, said France is aware the agreement has shortcomings, but it still accomplished the main goal: preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
Et donc vous savez que la France avec les pays européens soutient.
France supports the idea that we have to remain in the framework of this treaty, Cambon says. We've urged Iran not to proceed with increasing its stores of enriched uranium. To get around U.S. sanctions, France, the U.K., and Germany have set up a trade office called INSTEX, which is supposed to create a loophole for European countries to do business with Iran. Cambon said the system is still being verified before any transactions are made, and that INSTEX could significantly decrease tension in the region. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganaro in Paris.
The federal government has begun the process of printing the 2020 census questionnaire without a citizenship question after a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. But the Justice Department is continuing to press its case for legal grounds to force its inclusion. If the Trump administration prevailed, it would be the first time since 1950 that the U.S. Census would include a citizenship question. Opponents have argued it would lead to an underreporting of the U.S. population. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.